Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, September 5th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as a lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. During the month of September in worship, on our social media, and for the Word of the Week, we are working with the theme of BUMC. We will be learning more about what it means to be United Methodist, what we stand for, what matters to us, and what defines us. This week's Word of the Week is entitled Methodist. And our scripture reading is Hebrews 12, verse 1, which says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us." As United Methodists, we trace our roots back to John Wesley in the 1700s in England. John Wesley and his brother Charles began a student group at Oxford University in 1729 that was based on personal spiritual growth and reaching out with care and justice to share a social gospel. The group was called the Holy Club, and they became known for their discipline of worshiping, praying, and serving together, and encouraging one another to remain faithful. Other students noticed them and their disciplined methods, and began calling the group Methodists. It was not meant to be a compliment, but the name stuck, and here we are nearly 300 years later, still known as Methodists. This Methodist movement, which was part of the Church of England, where John Wesley was an ordained priest, eventually became a separate church in 1784. After a number of splits and mergers within Methodism, we became the United Methodist Church in 1968. Today, the UMC connects more than 12 million members in more than 100 countries on four continents and engages ministry around the world. Over the centuries and in the midst of many challenges, the UMC remains anchored in John Wesley's belief in God's grace and our foundation grounded in Scripture. Our understanding of life and faith is founded in the life and teaching of Jesus Christ and the belief in the ongoing movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We have had a great cloud of witnesses in Methodism through the years and continue to have opportunities to model the foundations and methods of who we are as United Methodist people. Sometimes I think I make a good United Methodist because of my spiritual disciplines and routines, but those methods ground me and keep me living as a faithful follower of Jesus. May we continue to live and grow in the methods of worship, prayer, and service that bind us together as faithful United Methodists around the world. May it be so for each of us. Amen.